92.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Here it is, Wednesday, already hump day in Jacksonville. We're live and direct from our studios here at Talk Radio WBOB. And Anita has a full lineup of guests today.
Yes. Anita. Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I have my co-host today, Lisa Andrews.
Hey, everybody.
From Golden Dog Title and Trust. Yay. And we have Jim Schmidt here today as a guest.
Hello, ladies.
From Loan Depot.
Great to be here again.
Yes, and he's here to answer all your loan questions. And we have realtor David Youngblood.
That was a nice pause. Thank you.
I thought
you were going to say realtor extraordinaire.
I was going for waiting for that, but then it
I was
it,
thinking about it.
It never materialized.
I had to really
I
think
thought he got
that
fired
through.
Or something.
I had to think that through. But he works for Realty Executive Oceanside.
I do indeed.
And he's going to tell us about his experience at Realty Executives and some stats. And
we're going to talk about market statistics and what the real estate marketing is doing. So if you're interested in selling your home, if you're looking at it, if you're thinking about it, you want to know what's happening in the marketplace, this is a great place to, it'd be a great time to listen.
Yes. And so we're excited about that. And we're going to talk a little bit about new construction because we have, as everybody knows out there, it's just going up everywhere.
It is going up everywhere.
You know, from Tamiya to... From the north end all the way
to Beach Walk, well past that, and then E-Town coming on, and everybody—it's on the north side. It's building equally as
it
quick.
Is.
Yeah.
So
new roads equals new homes.
Yep, I was in Fernandina Beach all day yesterday, and that is going crazy.
Yes, I just had some friends buy out in that area, and everywhere. Like
all,
I say,
all that old land from Rainier, which is a forestry company. They're slowly selling it off, and the developers are buying it up as fast as they can, and they're putting up house after house, and they're filling up. Amazon has their giant warehouse out there, and, of course, they employ about 2,000 people, so all those people have moved in to take those homes, and it's spectacular to watch the growth.
It is, and then just near our office at the end of Kernan near the JTB, that's going to be all developed here within the next few years.
There'll be nothing left. Yeah, it's all gone. Yeah, it's nothing but houses all the way to the beach.
Yeah, they're having a lot of town hall meetings off of Hodges. They're trying to figure out, you know, about the traffic and whatnot, educating the public about what's going to happen over there. So
it has been an interesting to watch the growth since I grew up in a little neighborhood called Beachwood, next to FCCJ is what they used to call it, and all the way to San Pablo, there were no houses, nothing.
You're old.
I'm very old. Yes, quite old.
It doesn't show, though.
But to watch the growth come on and how much it has expanded through there is extraordinary. There's just not much left. So it will be snapped up pretty quickly.
Yes, and I want people to know out there that I can help you with new construction. I can be your advocate, your cheerleader, to make sure everything goes smoothly. And we work very closely with the on-site realtors there. And I don't know if they call them realtors, do they?
Site agents.
Site agents.
And you definitely want a realtor to represent you when you're doing new construction.
If you get a chance to read one of those contracts from a new home builder, it is to their advantage. You have to make sure that you've got a real estate agent who is knowledgeable of those contracts. Not only just the agent, but the title and closing company who understands those, because you can do them off-site, but typically I would let somebody review it, like Lisa's company from Golden Dog and Trust. Get them to read it.
Because you guys are the closing company for ICI Homes?
Dreamfinders.
Dreamfinders. Okay.
Yeah.
That was close.
It was really close. ID, something like that.
Yes. I before E, except for D.
It was one of those.
It had the word home in it.
I love it. But you definitely want to reach out. I am putting one up on the board this week for Tamaya, and I've got two more clients for Tamaya, which is awesome. But I'm also taking them over to E-Town because it's a little, the price is a little bit better over at E-Town.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's not the location of Kernan and Beach, but it's really not that far from our location.
It's really convenient, though.
Yes. And I know a lot of people are concerned about the traffic on 9B putting in all those homes, but we just found out there's not a whole lot of homes actually being built. You know, when you look at just a little over 1,000, when you look at a subdivision, that's just a normal subdivision, really.
Right. So. And E-Town is by the Park Group, and they're keeping half of it as preserve.
Right. So they're taking care of all that and keeping the integrity of the beauty there, which I think is important. We don't want to
clutter it all up.
Clutter it all up. You know.
Oh, look, another house.
Now, most on the E-Town, are they all unit buildings, or are they condos, townhomes, a mixture of everything? What's over there?
They're going to be single-family homes for now.
It is single-family to start?
They're single-family homes. They have a lot to offer in their community, and Lisa Andrews is going to help us out with that. What does E-Town stand for, Lisa?
Well, I just confirmed what it actually stands for, and it is E is for everything. So it's rethink everything. Eclectic, eco-friendly, electric vehicle-friendly, energy efficient. Lost my place.
It stands for lost your place?
It does, except
Edgy.
Edgy, yes, edgy
I
was
like
on
edgy.
It.
Edgy, yes, my favorite.
Eclectic.
So
equals MC squared.
Energy efficient housing, enjoyable social gathering spaces, edgy, enchanting, and extraordinarily easy.
There you go.
Somebody got hold of a
impressive
thesaurus. I can't even say the word. They found every word that starts with the letter E.
It was the Park Group.
They found them all.
Well, they have great model homes. We had a tour of E-Town, and my favorite is the Costa Mesa. They seem to have named a few of these after California. I don't know why, but they did. I'm assuming Costa Mesa, California, and then one's called the Cali. But my favorite was definitely the Costa Mesa. It was all one story, four bedrooms, has a swimming pool. The layout is truly amazing on that. And, of course, you know how it is when you go through the model homes. They're absolutely gorgeous. And so this one is, it's got a high-end beachy look to it. How they decorated it and the colors they use is just crazy. Crazy nice.
What's the price point in there? Do we know?
Yes, it's in the high 300s.
Okay, that's reasonable.
You can get a home in there for probably even 360. But for the most part, you know, once you add in your stuff, you're looking at about 380.
Have they built in an amenity center as well?
Yeah, like a pool or like a splash park or something?
They're just building. So, yes, they're going to have the clubhouse and the all the fun amenities in there.
Good.
And hopefully, Lisa, we're over here on our iPads looking at all the different upgrades that they're doing in there.
Well, I'm going to tell you the neighborhoods. They are Marconi, Nobel, Edison, Kettering, and Del Webb.
Yes, and so the builders in there for right now are David Weekly and also ICI Homes. And
Providence Homes.
They will custom do everything too as well. So we're going to talk more about new construction and what's going on in the marketplace. And you're listening to WBOB.
You sure are. And you're finding all you need to know and more about real estate with Anita Hiles and her special guest today. Give us a call anytime. 904-831-0600. You have a question? It will be answered this afternoon. We're live and local from Jacksonville on Talk Radio, WBOB.
Congratulations. You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
They're talking about new construction right here. It's Rapid Fire Real Estate, and she's armed and dangerous with all the info and all the guests. It's Anita Hiles. Anita?
Yes, welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And please call with your real estate questions. We'd love to answer them for you at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We've got title people in the house. We have mortgage people in the house. We have realtors in the house. So we cover all bases. We got it covered today.
We got a full house.
Full house.
So we do have a full house. So give us a call and ask those questions at 904-831-0600. We would love to answer them for you. And today we're talking a little bit about everything, really. But right now we're talking about new construction, and it is important to be represented by a realtor, so somebody is got your back, if you will. And we're talking about E-Town right off the 9B, and it says they start at the 200 range, but I really...
It does say that, yes.
It does say that, but I would say that they probably start more in the mid-300s. And E-Town, we were talking about the amenities. It's going to be pretty amazing.
So I just got something that says amenity center will include a resort style pool with lap lanes on one end, a yoga lawn, a fitness center.
I think probably even a dog park.
Playground. Yep. Well, playground, rooftop bar, and of course a dog park along with lakefront for large and small dogs.
I can't wait till that's finished because I know that they'll have a realtor mixer up there.
I guarantee they will.
Yeah, yeah. It's going to be really amazing to see that. And it's on the second floor, that rooftop bar. And it is 5 acres. 5 acres of amenities. And they'll have an event lawn. So that means probably concerts on the green even. Pretty amazing. Love it, love it, love it. So if you want to see E-Town, you want your private tour, you need to call me. And my number is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. You can also call David Youngblood, who's one of my top realtors. And David, what is your cell phone number?
It's 904-424-3198. And you know, I'd be more than welcome to take you through there and talk about the different options that they have. If you're looking at buying in that neighborhood specifically, where you want to be, what's your price range, what's your budget, where do you have it pre-qualified, pre-approved. We have lenders. Mr. Schmidt is sitting here next to me. Would love to get a chance to chat with you and at least get you started down that path. So we're happy to make that happen.
Yes. And Jim.
Hello.
How are you? Long time no see.
Anytime I can step away from the office and crunching numbers to relax and be here with good friends is a nice little break. But things are awesome right now.
It is. And we absolutely love you. You guys are going to be moving to my office soon.
Yes, we are super, super excited. I just got confirmation. Our new fancy schmancy decal's ready for the install tomorrow. So we are ready to meet the team and build relationships and
fantastic.
Give a great customer experience.
And close a lot of deals.
That's right.
We're ready.
Love it. Love it.
We're ready. We love to. I've got a customer right now who, her name's Karen. And one thing I love about first-time buyers is they're excitement.
Yeah.
You know, and she works for the Frito-Lay company and, you know, she knew nothing about the home buying process. So it was so much fun to just educate her, and she wasn't even sure if she would even qualify, and she way qualified and stuff. And it's just fun to deal with that and get those kind of deals closed. Right, working with the first-time buyers. Great. Actually, working with any buyer, but you know, when it's their first time, everybody remembers their first home.
Well, it's life's biggest purchase, right? So it can be overwhelming, but when you're surrounded with people that are holding you by the hand and walking you through the whole process, make it fun along the way, it is supposed to be what I label as a memorable experience, because for some people, this might be their only house. For other ones, it might be a seasoned financier, but either way, you want to make it a great experience.
Yes, and we just saw each other, I think it was yesterday, Jim. We ended up sponsoring, Realty Executives Oceanside ended up sponsoring the 4th annual National Association of Retired Cops golf tournament.
It was an amazing turnout there, yeah.
Yes, and me being a retired cop, I just blended in just perfectly with those old folks that were... Yep. You know, walking a little bit slower than they used to.
I walked through with my hands in the air, all the guns nearby.
Everybody was packing heat. There was no doubt about it.
And there was a lot of heat out there, let me tell you.
It was a warm day, but they had an awesome turnout.
So I'm sure they drank lots of water that day. But
sure.
It was such a great afternoon to have lunch with them. Of course, I did not golf, but I did stop by there, and so did Jim, and it was kind of neat.
Well, that's like I was telling you, for Steve to be the 4th year, and it sounds like it's continually growing. Not only are they having a great time, but they're clearly raising a bunch of money. So it's hard to keep a golf event going year after year. So that's a huge pat on the back to him.
It is. And the money that they collected there is going to end up going back into the community with different donations and whatnot. So we were glad to be part of that. And it was good to make some contacts there as well.
Correct.
So what good deals? I know you can't give us like specific numbers, of course, but in general, I think the interest is probably around 4% right now.
Yeah, they're for certain programs and loan amounts. We're actually seeing some rates, you know, 3.75, 3.875. Believe it or not,
as a par rate.
Yep, as a par rate, as a par rate. But you fluctuate that from different programs, from upper threes to low fours. It's funny because we had kept hearing and talking about the Fed and the interest rates being raised on multiple levels throughout 2018, and the trend was to continue in 2019. And literally out of the clear blue just last week, and it was before some of the big meetings that were going on, it just took a nosedive. We follow what's called the 10-year treasury, which is what kind of gives us a little bit of a radar of what's going on. And it just bottomed out like crazy. And although the rates had gone up, and I kid you not, we were locking loans in December at 5% from a year before that in the threes and fours. And now within a week period, we're already back down in the upper threes.
You've got some refi possibilities. I was watching the ticks on the LIBOR, which is the London Interbank Exchange.
Yep.
But again, that's one of the indices that you can look at when you're looking at par rates, and also the 10-year Treasury notes and how those ticks and those basis points work. But the Fed guideline says, and they're based upon inflation capture or the capture of inflation.
Right.
So if we are having a minimal inflation in the GDP, the rate's going to go down because we want to stimulate the economy, which is exactly what's happening. The economy's taking off.
Right.
So we're getting all this new money funneling back in with all this positive stuff. So therefore, money's cheaper, and the Fed can loan it out to the banks, loan it out to the first-party lenders like you guys, and you can sell them faster and easier on the secondary market. So I've been watching this whole thing, and what that means for home buyers, this is an amazing time.
Amazing time again.
Get in there and do it now. If you're waiting on fluctuations, if that's your precipice for buying a home, this is the time. Do it now.
Sure, because people just got more buying power.
Absolutely.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah,
no
people that bought a couple years ago are doing some refinances.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
Which they
values
refinance
have obviously gone up, and there's cashing out some equity and stuff. They say, and the lowest recording of rates was probably, a year and a half or so ago.
We were down to 3.25.
Yeah, and the 10-year Treasury was at 1.35. I know those numbers might not mean a lot to a lot of people, but it's a low figure. They're anticipating that within the next 6 to 12 months that it actually is going to dip down below that. That's the crystal ball that we're kind of looking into.
Don't buy Treasury bonds.
Right. And it's a double-edged sword because now is still an aggressive time. You don't want to say to people as they're listening to us right now, well, great, if the rates are going to go down, I'm going to keep watching. You really have to focus on obviously what the market's doing. You know, look at your budget, look at your payment. If it's an aggressive time and the rates are aggressive like they are right now, lock in, do something soon, because as quick as we thought they were going up, they clearly went down. It's a fickle market, but it's a great, great time to invest in a house right now.
Well, I have a client that's very knowledgeable and has a great, great profession. And he was telling me, he goes, well, you know, I'm tossing, do I pay cash for the house or do I finance a little bit of it? Because he goes, I can get a lot out of the home if I put my money there versus if I leave it in the bank. So it's funny how people are thinking about, where am I going to make my most money?
Correct.
And where do I put it? And a lot of people are putting it in real estate.
Yeah.
Just like himself. So it's just kind of interesting. So
it's about to put it in for sure.
This is the thing. If you're on the fence, you really need to, or if you're not even sure, a lot of people think they don't qualify for a home, and then the next thing you know, you come in and you talk to your lender, someone like Jim, and you find out that you do in fact qualify. So
ask the questions. Don't be shy. Don't be afraid to get into the information. There's a lot of times that we don't even pull credit, and then it's not important to do it at the time. We can do the things on the phone to at least make you scratch your chin and say, holy smokes, I can't afford this instead.
Or you just come into our office there at Beach and Kearney. You can meet with Jim there.
Face to face, understand everything.
Just chat with him, and a lot of times we can come up with something.
Absolutely.
And even your good real estate agents, like I have a great knowledge of the products that are out there, and I'm always watching to make sure that my clients, my customers, have the best information right off the bat and can lead them to someone like Mr. Schmidt and can get them set down. At least I'll give them that base information, that comfort level to get in there. And I heard the dreaded word the other day, stated income loan.
Right.
Holy, I didn't think those would ever come back. But holy mackerel.
They even have some programs right now that are 100% financing.
Wow.
Bank statements. So, on
and if you're renting out there, meet with us, because you will be surprised that you can have that rent go towards mortgage. So give us a call here on WBOB at 904-831-0600. That's 904-831-0600. We would love to answer your questions. We're talking about new construction, we're talking about lending, and we're talking about real estate. We have some statistics coming up for you next.
All good. Good. We got some stats coming up. We got some info coming up as well. The news, some traffic and weather, maybe even some stock market action. All right here. And in just a few minutes, Anita and her guests will be right back with more for you and you can get in the conversation. Give us a call.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstrip. The Senate has approved bipartisan legislation providing $4.6 billion to care for thousands of migrants streaming into the U.S. across the Mexican border. The measure resembles a package Democrats already pushed through the House. 10 presidential candidates set to converge on the debate stage in Miami, first night of two Democratic debates to offer their pitches to the American people. The other candidates aren't as well known as Elizabeth Warren, but they could use the moment to make aggressive moves to find a breakout moment. Second debate is tomorrow night. Survivors of clergy abuse complain presidential hopeful Kamala Harris was consistently silent on the Catholic Church's abuse scandal when she was San Francisco District Attorney and later California Attorney General. Harris's campaign cited her record of supporting child sex abuse victims. This is SRN News.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of a multi-vehicle crash on the East Beltway 295 southbound beyond Butler Boulevard. Also, there's a disabled vehicle on the West Beltway 295 southbound beyond Normandy Boulevard and another disabled vehicle on I-95 at the southbound ramp to Union Street near downtown. Partly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 74. Thursday, mostly sunny. High 92.
Join us tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. for the morning show right here on Talk Radio WBOB. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. So the Democrats are in town this week to have their debates. We're going to have a lot of clips. It's going to be interesting who wants to try to separate themselves from the rest of the pack.
Exactly. And what will probably happen is some candidates will end up having to drop out of the race if their poll numbers don't go up afterwards.
I don't buy into that, but we can only assume, some say maybe even hope for. Tomorrow morning, 6 to 9 a.m., Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio WBOB.
I'm Lou Dimes. Wall Street upbeat about China trade talks. Delta offers waivers on flights to the Dominican Republic. And the largest East Coast refinery set to close. Those stories next.
I'm Bobby Richards with today's 1 Minute Money Report. The New York Times recently reported on an unusual way Americans are making money. They found over 10,000 people who broke the golden rule of investing and became millionaires. The stories included people from all walks of life, including writers, professional bowlers, and blues guitarists, even a set of grandparents.
We broke the golden rule of investing and turned $16,000 into $2 million.
And here's one person who agrees with what they're doing, Warren Buffett. He says blindly following Wall Street's golden rule is just protection against ignorance. And Alexander Green, perhaps the top stock picker in America, told his 140,000 followers that if they break this rule, they can retire on just one investment. His video immediately went viral. You can view it for yourself at onestockretirement.com and decide if you should break the golden rule too. Again, that's onestockretirement.com. If your retirement isn't what you want it to be, go see what 10,000 people have already used to become millionaires.
Stocks mixed today on a possible trade deal with China and on a rally by semiconductor companies. Chip stocks jumped after Micron Technology forecast higher demand for its smartphone chips. Micron shares up over 13%. At the close, stocks mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials down 11, the NASDAQ up 25, the S&P down 4. Delta Airlines allowing passengers to get out of the trips they booked to the Dominican Republic in the wake of the deaths of a dozen Americans at resorts in the DR. Delta will allow its passengers to cancel their reservations or get a credit to fly somewhere, anywhere else. The owner of the largest refinery on the East Coast, Philadelphia Energy Solutions, says the 150-year-old facility will be closed indefinitely after a series of explosions and fires late last week. Pump prices may rise as a result. Please join me for Lou Dimes tonight, 7 o'clock and 10 Eastern, on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dimes Financial Report.
Once again, it's time for Rapid Fire Real Estate on a Wednesday afternoon. Another half hour of all the information you need about real estate. And we're all interested in that because you got to have a home. And here she is in her radio home, Anita Hiles.
That's right. Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we want you to call in at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. We got Lisa Andrews in the house.
Yeah. Golden dog title. Yes. Trust.
Yes. She is with Golden Dog Title and Trust.
I don't know what you're selling, but I'm buying.
All right.
And we have
Jim Schmidt from Loan Depot. Not Home Depot, but we have the tools to get the job done.
But you had the best new t-shirt on.
Making mortgages cool again.
That's right. Back in the day, they weren't so cool.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Now you guys are real cool.
It's getting better.
That's right. And we have David Youngblood.
Da-da-da-da. That's the best I can measure up right now.
Well, that's a shocker.
I was going to go with Real Extraordinaire, but you cut that off at the beginning of the show. You
paused. He is.
Everybody's on their A game today.
Yes. We are. And I'm pausing a lot today for some reason. I don't know, but I got to keep singing. So tell us a little bit more. You guys were talking about when we go on break, you guys, we should go live stream. I know we're going to soon, but we continue this chatting.
Yeah.
When we're not.
We get our own juices kind of flowing and get excited talking about what we do.
Well, yes. And we were talking more about the market in Jacksonville and specifically. I mean, there's a lot of statistics we can talk about. Right now, according to the Northeast Florida Multiple Listing Service, there's 1,033 rentals on the market. Residential real estate listings, just residential homes, 6,795. That's not a lot because these homes are moving fast. That's a pretty low inventory. Condos only 887. That's incredibly low.
That is low, especially.
I thought that was low too.
It's incredibly low, which means condos are selling so fast they're not staying on the market because they're good investments. People are looking for places to put their money now. One of the great comments from Ted Turner was, "He goes, I invest in real estate because they're not making any more of it." And, you know, so and that's why he owns half of Montana. However. Condos are great if you're into the wanting into the rental business or supplemental income. That's a great place to look at to be putting your money.
Oh, and plus it's just a great place to live. I lived in my condo for a long time over there at Wolf Creek.
Carefree,
love Wolf Creek.
Condos are great, and they're a great place to if you want to get into that type of market. Let's talk about statistics for average sale price. Right now in May of 2019, on average, $283,000 is the average list price. Now, again, that could be everything from $100,000. Up to $500,000. It depends on the amount of houses that are sold, but that's an average. Now we talk about median sales price. We find these little statistics, $239,000 or $240,000. But the average combined days on market, 75. We normally have 45-day closes, so it tells me that there's stuff that's still sitting out there, but in relatively,
David has 45-day closings. I have 30.
Yeah.
So
what are you guys waiting so long for?
My best was one. I got you beat.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Cash transaction.
Cash and walk in and close that day done. So,
we're going to start arm wrestling in a minute.
So take that. And again, what it tells me is that the market is moving very quickly. If you are thinking about it, interested in it, wondering where you could go and what you can do, there's just so many options. Your potential house could be selling for more than what you thought. We have ways to help you do that with pre-inspections before we go in and look at your house, helping you get your house ready to sell. We know what it's going to take. We know how to get it on the market. We know how to get it sold and bring the people in to get it done.
We know how to get it done. And then when we put you in pending, we contact
Golden Dog Title and Trust.
That's right. And tell us a little bit about the fraud stuff. I mean, holy moly, people are just
so
still going on.
It is going crazy. It's a billion-dollar industry. I think I read the other day it was $4 million a month.
Really? Wow.
That's lost?
Yes, it's lost.
That's incredible.
And we actually have certain steps that you have to take.
You do.
Immediately when you think that it may have happened, and it goes directly to the FBI. I mean, that's the first place you go.
And the key thing is to get insurance. There's insurance that you can buy on the money you wire.
I was not aware of that.
There is. And some companies have it.
Yeah.
And most of the settlement agencies have insurance for that, but you also have to make sure that everything is in place and you're following all the steps that need to be done in order to keep your insurance on that.
The key thing is if you get wiring instructions on a separate email, that should be a red flag in itself. And
When wire instructions go out, they should be secured and they shouldn't go to your agent. They should go directly to the borrower.
Yeah, they will never come to me. You will never get them from your agent.
We never want to send them out because we don't want to put you guys in that position. And when you get the instructions, You should use the phone number, call whoever sent them to you, and use the phone number that your real estate agent gave you.
Right.
Or Google that company, Google Golden Dog Title and Trust, and find their phone number there and call and verify those instructions. We personally send out the instructions and leave the last four digits off, so you have to call us and get them.
Oh, nice. That's wise.
But that's great. Yeah, that is great. I like that.
It's just an extra step, but there that the fraudsters are out there, and they can make the email look exactly like it's coming from Anita, exactly like it's coming from Jim, exactly
I've
like it's coming
them,
from me.
And yes, and they look real.
Absolutely, and it I mean everything looks the same. And so, especially when you're on your phone, this is just a little tip. When you're on your phone and you're doing your work, because all of us in this room do our work on our phone,
right?
And a lot of people from home do too. When you are getting an email from your phone, when you reply, it doesn't show really where that email is going. It just comes up with somebody's name. If you actually do it from your PC or your tablet, you can see when you reply where that email is going. And they'll have maybe lisa.andrews@goldendogtitle.com. But it might say it'll be misspelled. One letter will be off.
Period and then
they'll have
something.
To look. Right. So instead of replying, hit forward and reply to the email that way. That way you're actually typing in the email address that you know and not replying. And if you do it on your phone, you can't even tell that it's going to the wrong email address.
Why do more and more title companies to maybe avoid it, just not go back to like the cashier's check mode? I know it's a lot of money and things like that, especially.
Well, the cashier's checks, the reason they aren't doing that is because those were an
those
easy
are,
target too.
Those are big time fraud too.
Right. Most of the title companies aren't taking that.
It's going to come down to you just bring cash.
We cannot take cash.
Yes. I know. But yeah.
Cash is king.
Eventually, it's just going to be that. Yeah.
But I feel like we're going to go back to the fax
big
machines.
Big Polly walking in with a suitcase of cash. Right. How you doing? I'm going to buy a house.
Right. But that's the one thing when you're faxing information over, they're not getting into your email because it's a fax. But we aren't doing that. But I feel like it might.
I don't
come
even
back
email
that.
From my phone.
Well, good for you.
Most people don't.
Most people do.
I don't even have it on my phone. I'm just going to be quite honest.
Wow.
Yeah. There's no reason for me to.
Well.
I can access it if I had to.
Right.
In an emergency, I can access it. But there's nothing that can't wait till the next day. If it's something important, somebody's going to let me know that it's important and I can check it. But I don't respond from my cell phone. I might read it.
Well, and that's good.
And then call them. I'm a phone person, so I like to talk to my clients.
Needless to say, the staff and personnel at Golden Dog Title and Trust have made sure that they are cracking down on every possibility to avoid fraud
they
and
have
protecting
a plan.
Their clients.
Absolutely.
They have a plan. Absolutely. And I could tell you that all our title companies have plan.
Yes.
You know, but and the hardest thing is to get the client, though, to follow through at their end.
I think what you're going to find are that settlement agencies are going to start having the buyer and seller sign a form that says they understand that there is wire fraud and they know that there is a risk in
all of that.
We already
have those.
And they're going to hold you harmless.
Right.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if they can hold us totally harmless, but I'm just saying they're going to have to acknowledge that this is a thing out there and that they understand that what they're doing when they're sending their money out.
Well, for insurance companies out there, you would think that...
Well, the insurance companies are paying out. That's the deal. So they're the ones cracking down on everybody else because they've paid out so much money.
So needless to say, be incredibly careful is what you do. Look and read everything. Obviously, there's so many ways to steal money from someone, and particularly if you're buying your house, you don't want to get left sitting out there where you've wired your money and somebody in Albania somewhere is now living very well on your $110,000 right. You just wired in.
And if you get it from your realtor, then something is definitely wrong. Yeah. That's a red flag right there.
Right.
Because we don't deal with title stuff.
Yeah.
Always it comes from the title company, and always verify by Googling the title company and calling the number on Google and verifying everything with your
always
title.
Always be 1 minute.
Yes, we're 1 minute out, and we're going to round it up when we get back and talk a little bit about Tamiya. And I've got some hot properties for you. So stay tuned on WBOB and give us a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And we're almost at the top of the hour.
That's right. One more segment to go right here with Anita. And so stand by. We got some hot deals coming up on a hot afternoon. And the forecast is the real estate market's
getting warmer. All right. You know that in Jacksonville. So give us a call if you have a chance to do that. 831-0600. We'll try our best to answer your questions right here. Talk Radio WBOB, AM 600 and FM 101.1.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Watch out for that cold cash on a hot afternoon. All right. We've got one more segment. Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita Hiles is here with a room full of guests. Go ahead, Anita.
I do. I am so happy that we have...
They're having too much fun over there.
We are.
Sorry.
We have Lisa Andrews from
Golden Dog Title and Trust.
Golden Dog Title. We have Loan Depot.
Loan Depot. Jim Schmidt here.
And we have David Youngblood.
The man, the myth, the legend. That's totally optional.
All right. You finally came back.
I love it. I love it. So we're back here and... I am so happy that my good friend June over at Tamaya, I love June. She is such a good friend of mine. I love her to pieces. She's selling her house and I'm helping her do that. And she just called because she was excited. She got the app, the WBOB app on her phone. So
She was delighted. She's hearing us anywhere. Anywhere in the world, you can hear BOB.
That's right. So welcome, June. And we have Steve on the line. Steve has a question about land titles.
Good evening. Yes, I'd like to buy some inexpensive property in Jacksonville or St. Augustine area, but the owner seems to be out of town. So how do I know that the title or deed is legit? They've already sent me their title company that they're dealing with, out of town and all that. It's just I'm a first time land buyer, so I'd like to get some advice on that.
So he's interested, Lisa, in purchasing land. It sounds like this is a for sale by owner.
Yes, that's correct.
So it's a FSBO, and they're out of town. And
Steve is out of town. You're out of town, Steve.
No, the people that own
the land
are not locals, and so I know you got to be real careful with that. But they sent them the title company's information.
So I went through Zillow. If I don't know if they have a vetting process.
I don't believe Zillow has a vetting process.
No, Zillow has zero vetting process. right. Zillow's only function is to gather information from every MLS along the country and conglomerate together.
Well, not just MLS. But
all that other stuff. Yeah. So go ahead, Lisa.
Right. Have you Googled the title company?
I have not. I just heard that on the radio, so I will be doing that shortly.
Yeah, I would definitely Google the title company because it already has some red flags. Just that they're giving you that information. They're telling you the title company right up front. They have, I mean, they're just starting this process. That's not to say that it is not a real deal, but I see some red flags pulling up.
Also, in addition, go to the Duval County website and the St. Johns County website, wherever this piece of property lives. Make sure that.
I
go ahead.
I did that. I tried and I could not find. I found the previous owners. And when it was sold, but in the information is not who they sold it to.
Yeah, so something you've got more red flags popping up there.
Right.
So I would be very, very careful. I would make sure and vet everything very carefully. And if nothing else, and it may be worth your money, it's only a few hundred dollars, go ahead and get a title search done on it. Let people who are professionals and know how to do that find who actually owns a property and produce a report to you. It's a minimal fee for a lifetime of not losing all your money.
Yep, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. Send me the address. I'll look it up for you. We can do the search, and we can let you know who actually owns the land and what needs to be done.
So contact Lisa Adams at Lisa Andrews at Golden Dog Title, and I've used her doing many of these things, and it is a pretty quick response and a great service and a very thorough report. I highly recommend it.
904-476-1966. That's my cell.
That is,
you can call me.
Right. That is 904-476-1966. And her email, Steve, is at lisa.andrews@goldendogtitle.com.
And the office number is 904-503-5170. Well, if he looks it up, he wants to see that number.
Yeah, of course.
Anyway,
of course.
Great question. Good luck with all this.
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, keep us updated. Call us back and let us know what you found out. We'd love, because we're just talking about fraud and the real estate business. We would love to hear your follow-up on this.
Will do. Thank you very much for all you do.
Yes. Thank you, Steve. And a lot of for sale by owners do, like June, my good friend June, do pay commission. So, Steve, that's another thing you might get a realtor to assist you with that sell. And so we can do that research for you as well and work with Lisa. So that's
his question brought up more questions, didn't it?
It did.
That's
how it works,
right?
I definitely want to know the outcome of
that. That'll be interesting.
That would be definitely
see what happens with that. But I know one thing for sure. Don't even have to ask the question. We know it's hot outside in Jacksonville.
Oh, yes. Ole, ole. It's time for that. Hot properties. And we have one located at 5413 London Lake Drive West. That's in the 32258 zip code.
It's off Old St. Augustine Road. It's a fantastic home, three bedroom, two bath, in a very established neighborhood.
Listed by
David Youngblood. Once again,
who is that guy?
The man, the myth, the legend.
The man, the myth, the legend.
But it's optional there.
and questionable.
Opt in or opt out.
Could be.
Google it, verify it. Yeah. Google it, verify it.
Name fraud.
Completely fictitious, but it sounded great when I said it. Great home, great bones to it, established neighborhood, well worth the value. I'd be happy to take and show it to you. We just had a price drop of $20,000.
Which is 2-0.
2-0. Ka-ching.
Right.
And I'd be happy to show it to you. Now that we've brought the price more in line with it. What else
and
we got
I
on
have
markets?
my listing at 3145 Brett Unger Drive, Jacksonville, Florida, 32246. That is the beautiful, beautiful area of Tamaya, located at Beach and Kernan. It's a fantastic house, and it's got a gorgeous sunroom. It's on a premium lot, so you have the pond behind you. It's absolutely huge, awesome, very soothing view. Tamaya. It's a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. It's over 2,200 square feet. And then down the street, we have June's home that's also a three-bedroom, two-bathroom. And mine's listed for $482,900. And I could show you both of these homes. I could show you June's property and mine as well. So you definitely want to call me to have your private tour of Tamaya. If you're interested in the new construction, I can also give you a private tour. I'm working there with Kim. They have such a great, Chris is there. They have such a great, great team of sales reps.
Side agents.
I can't get that right. You know, whatever. They're realtors in my mind. But the side agents, they're awesome there. And so I can help you with that. So I can be your advocate. And especially if you're building it, because I'll walk you through that entire process. And my office is directly across the street in the public center. And so I go over there and I make sure that things are getting done on the timeline. And just make sure everything gets done smoothly for you. So reach out, because I'd like to sell one more in there this month. That would be awesome. Well, not this month, but in the next few weeks.
This month would still be good as well.
But this month would be fantastic. That would really make
you wouldn't complain.
I would not complain. So we've got some great properties here, and we've got many more for you. So definitely, definitely reach out to us, and be careful with the fraud, right?
Yes. It's out there.
And, you know, Steve brought up a very good point, you know, because there's a lot of stuff that you find on Zillow. There's a lot of stuff you find on realtor.com and all those sites, as well as on Craigslist and things, on Marketplace, on Facebook. A lot of those rentals are frauds. Yeah. If people are telling you to send things and you can't find owners and they're difficult to find, and they're telling you to send a deposit, or that's a big no-no. Those are all red flags. Do your homework. And if you need to reach out to us to assist you with that, we can do that. And so can Lisa Andrews at Golden Dog Title and Trust. Thank you so much, Lisa, for being my co-host today.
Thank you for having me today.
Thanks, Golden Dog.
Yes.
Thank you, Loan Depot.
Golden Dog.
And we love our partnership with Loan Depot.
Loan Depot.
I've lost total control of you all.
You lost control about 30 seconds into the show today.
I know. It's like, you know, my three favorite people here. It's a lot of fun to have friends come on the show.
Youngblood.
Yes. And there's David Youngblood.
Legend.
Yes. That was awesome.
You're having too much fun. Wow.
We are. We have another great show for you next Wednesday. So make sure you tune in to Rapid Fire Real Estate every Wednesday. We're live at 5. We have a great show. We have a mix of everything for you. And
you still have time to give your web address and whatever.
I do. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always call me at 904-290-1552. 290-1552. And thank you for listening to WBOB. And download, please, like June, download that app. It's important.
Great show, guys.
Have a great evening.
All right.